Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand today. Just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, as I approach the throne of grace, humbling myself under thy mighty hand here tonight, Lord, as I get out of the way that you may have your way. Hallelujah, Lord. Anoint this lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Pray that people's heart to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have it, my way, man, I'd like you to open up to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. And we're also going to be looking at 1 Peter 1, verse 23. Here in the book of Ephesians 1, verses 19 through 21. And the word of God reads, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us, Lord, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised them from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come." Also here in 1 Peter 1, verse 23, and it says, "Being born again, not of corruptible, perishable seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we get ready to bring forth the word of God here tonight, we want to talk about God created you for greatness. So embrace it. God created you for greatness. So go on and embrace the greatness that he has in store for you. Yes, beloved, through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. God has been so good to us. He have, even in our shortcomings, even when we are not faithful, God is still faithful to himself and to his word. But we thank God for another opportunity in 2023 to be able to teach and preach the word of God. He have allowed us to still be here in the land of the living. He have allowed us to keep going in the things of the Lord. So we thank him for it. If there's any sin in our lives that we are aware or not aware of, praise him just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, ourselves as well as those that be listening in here tonight, in Jesus' precious and holy name. So, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, greatness resides, it lies, in the seed that is sown, planted into our hearts. You see, greatness has nothing to do with you, but has everything to do with what God has given you. Yet here in the Word of God, in 1 Peter 1, verse 23, it says, being born again, not of corruptible or perishable seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Believers of Christ, when you came to the place and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior of your life, God placed a seed in you. God desired for the seed of greatness, which is found in God's word, to be sown into your life. God also desired that you speak that greatness over your life continuously and daily, so that you would experience greatness and let it rub off on others. We are reminded of what the Apostle Paul told the church in Ephesians, just to encourage them, and said, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to remember that God is the one that's doing a good work in you. Hallelujah. He's the one that is working it out. He's the one that have predestined you and I and every believer of Christ for greatness. God believed in you because he have a preordained destiny before it was even formed in our mother's womb. We serve an awesome God. God looks at us as a finished product, but we still have to go through the process in order to complete what we have started in our lives. So Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can say or think, according to the power that worketh within you. You see, tonight we're talking about embracing the greatness of God in your life. Embracing the greatness of God in your life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the word embrace means to accept or to support. Child of God, rejecting God's will for your life will always lead to a life of chaos, destruction, and disaster. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in and those that will be listening at a later date. believer of Christ, rejecting God's will for your life will always lead to a life of chaos, destruction, and disaster. Yes, rejecting God's will for your life as a believer of Christ will not only, unfortunately, affect your life, but it also the lives of others as well. Those that is watching your life very closely. Those that lives all around you. Whether family, friends, associates, co-workers, it doesn't matter. But God have called us as his children out of the world of darkness, plagued with sin. He have called us out of that wretched, sinful, dark world. And he have saved us. He have empowered us to go back to be agents and ambassadors for Christ, for him. Yes, as followers of Christ, we have to, on a daily basis, pick up our cross and follow Jesus. Yes, we have to press our own mess in order to get God's best. We have to be determined in our own lives that our heart is fixed, our mind is made up, that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. So we must keep pressing in, hallelujah, and don't allow no one or nothing to distract us from the assignment that God has placed on our lives. See, God sees greatness in every believer, all that he have created. He sees greatness in it. God has big plans for you, for me, and everyone that dares to believe, that dares to let him intervene in your life and take you down that path of greatness that he has preordained for you. So however, the same is true when you obey God's will. When you obey God's will according to 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So believers of Christ, the more you align yourself, your life, with God's purpose and his design, a life of holiness, the more that you can bring and experience God's blessing in your life and in the lives of those around you. Yes, embrace the greatness that God has in store for you. Bible says that, hallelujah, in the book of Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. See, when you use the word trust, it means to rely on. Hallelujah. Put your trust in. Trust in the Lord. Not with some of your heart. Not with a little bit of your heart. But with all your heart. And then in is a conjunction, a continuation that means lean not unto thy own understanding. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the word of God says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction or the way of death. And then it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Sometimes we as believers of Christ, when we get ourselves in trouble, is when we want to take matters into our own hands. When we believe that God is not moving quick enough. But I stop by this evening to let you know that God knows best what is needed in our lives than we do. He knows you because he's the one that created you. He knows what you're going to do before you even do it. He knows about the thought that you'll think before you even think it. So we can't outsmart him. We can't pull the wool over God's eyes, because he knows our motives. He knows our intentions. He knows us better than we know our own self. So we have to trust him. Then we got to not lean to our own understanding. Because you see, the things of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, they're all intimate against God. In other words, they are of the world. And the world and God, you can't put them in the same sentence, because they will collide with one another. A carnal man cannot understand spiritual things. So in order for us to understand and be in a position to where we have aligned our lives with the things of God, if that's first, we have to recognize the fact that we are sinners. We got to recognize the fact that our sin nature will not allow us to come into God's presence. And in order to become qualified as a candidate, in order to receive the blessings of the Lord, we have to come to that place of acknowledging that we are a sinner because we were born in sin. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So once we individually acknowledge the fact that we are a sinner, acknowledge the fact that we need help on a spiritual basis, then the first step, we have given the first step, because we have humbled ourselves and realizing that we are who we are only by the grace of God. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you as well as myself, had to come to that place of making a decision. God have given every man, boy, girl, woman, a chance, an opportunity to accept or reject the plan of salvation, which is a free gift. So once we acknowledge the fact that we messed up, acknowledge the fact that we fell short of what was required for us in order to get back in right standing with God. But we thank God because of Jesus. Jesus, who came down from heaven, took upon the form of man, born of a virgin. Jesus, the one that died for us, took all mankind sin upon his shoulder. Jesus, the sinless one, took sin upon himself and became the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. Shed his blood for the remission of our sins. That same Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, once we acknowledge the fact that we give our life to Christ, we made the confession of faith and the belief, hallelujah, we became eligible because God drafted us into his beloved family. We became a child of God. Yes, sure, God have created all. Everything we see around us, the trees, the bees, the flowers, hallelujah, and everything of nature, including human nature. But we become a child of God is when we acknowledge the fact that we are a sinner. And God, because of his mercy, his grace, and his love, he has drafted us in the beloved family of God. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. So we abide in him. He'll abide in us. If we come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, I'll be a father to you, and you can be my children. That's the type of God that we serve. We serve a God that sits high, but look low. God that knows it all by name, the very hairs on our head. The one that has all power in his hand. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, embrace the greatness of God in your life. Don't shy from it. Embrace it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the more that we align our lives with God's purpose and his design, living a life of holiness, be ye separate, says the Lord. Hallelujah. The more that you, as God's children, as a follower of Christ, can bring and experience God's blessing in your life and also in the lives of others all around you. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to embrace the fact that we can't do nothing without God's help. We need to acknowledge the fact that we need to embrace in 2023, from the beginning of the year, we have to align ourselves together with good spiritual mentors and spiritual teachers of the Word of God, who we need. We need people who will both challenge us and at the same time encourage us. Yes, we need people who will cause us to stretch out in faith and believe God. And also people who will build us up in the most holy faith. Bible says here in the book of Proverbs 27, verse 17, it talks about, it says, iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the contents of his frame. Beloved, all of us need people in 2023 who can challenge us and who can hold us accountable. We need people who can agape style us and tell us when we are wrong or when we are about to get ourselves in trouble, or when we are headed down the wrong road. Yes, if we say that we love one another in the Lord, we ought to be bold enough to let each and every one of us be accountable one to another, so that the kingdom of God will grow and that we would be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Yes, we need people who will help us be sharper in 2023. Even if it means a little spark has to fly. You know, people as a whole don't like to be told. But if I say I love you in the Lord and I see you going the wrong way, it is my duty to let you know, according to the Word of God, that the way you're going is not God's way. I'm not here to judge you, but I'm here to pray for you. I'm here to, because the Bible says, hallelujah, let the strong bear the infirmity of the weak. Through trials and tribulations, we have all walked and gained experience during our Christian journey here on earth. So we need to understand that God have matured some of us at a different level and place, where we as babe in Christ or as a young brother or sister in the Lord have not walked that way before. But if we have love one to another, we'll try to keep each other accountable, conscious sake, to where we walk the straight and narrow and not the wide and broad way. Yes, people of God, as we mature in the faith, we may occasionally fall into the trap of thinking that we are no longer accountable and there is nothing more for us to learn. Well, I'll stop by to let you know that as long as we are on planet Earth, as long as we are on top of the ground not on top of us, we are liable to sin in the skin that we have. So it is a must for us to cross path with people that have our best interest in mind, and also us of theirs, to where we can become accountable for one another, pray for one another. Because in the day of temptation, you don't know what you'll do. So as long as we are teachable, God can work with us. It's when we get big-headed, self-righteous, thinking that we got it all together, and find out that we don't. Because it's easy to give lip service, but it's another thing to walk what you say out. So we may come to a place in life in 2023, believing that we no longer need spiritual helper in our lives. Brothers and sisters in Christ, ask the Lord to help you to stay humble. In the book of 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11, it says, wherefore, comfort, encourage yourself together and build up one another, even as also you are doing. So believers of Christ, too often as we age, we want people to just agree with us, to make us feel happy. We want people to overlook our bad attitude, in our wrong disposition, our carnal feelings. All we want is for people to just accept us, our behavior, and to leave us alone where we are. Well, I'll stop by to let you know that, have you ever heard that saying about an old fool? Is someone that cannot be told differently from what they decided is right. But oftentimes, when we, regardless of what age we are, as long as we are teachable, we can learn something along the way in 2023. So don't get too high-minded. Don't put yourself on a pedestal, because God knows how to bring one down. Yes, he knows how to keep you if you want to be kept. Again, tonight we are talking about embracing the greatness of God in your life. Embracing the greatness of God in your life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is good. Words that you need to say.
don't know where money's coming from, will you still say yeah?
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. Yes. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. All of us at one time, hallelujah, before we came to Christ, once we came to him and said, yes, Lord, we want to live a life that is pleasing in his eyesight. Again, tonight, we just hope and pray for those that are listening. Hallelujah. For those that we just want to know. We just want to know that we appreciate and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. For taking out of your busy schedule. Amen. And just to plug in. Amen. And just to listen to what thus says the Lord. God has really, really opened up doors for us. And he's doing it. Amen, in his timing. So we just want to touch and agree based on the word of God. It says, if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. And those that are listening, those that will be listening at a later date, hallelujah, we just want to touch and agree with you. Whatever you are believing God for, we want to do it all through the year. Amen, not waiting until the end of the year, but doing it from the beginning. Here we are now. We in the month of February. Amen. We have crossed over. A month have came and gone. Now we're in a brand new month, looking for greater things to happen in 2023. So whatever you are believing God for, whatever you the request that you have brought before him, amen, the prayer that you have told him all about it. Amen, amen. We just touch and agree with you that according to his will for your life. And whenever he sees fit, hallelujah, in his time. See, God don't work on the same timetable like we do. Amen. Sometimes we want to try to rush God, but God knows exactly how to put everything together so it's working out for our good. And all we got to do is just stretch out in faith. and believe God. Trust him. Hallelujah. That in his time, that the answer you've been praying about, that he would, that the answer would come. Hallelujah. The prayer that you've been praying about, the answer would come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The request that you brought forth before him, that he would honor it and it will come to pass. So stand in faith in 2023 and believe God, because he's able. Whatever problem that you have, whether small or large, God is still able. There is a question that he asked in the word of God. Is anything too hard for me? Hallelujah. Talking about God Almighty, the one that has all power in his hand. So getting that, we are talking about greatness, how God have created you for greatness, how God have preordained from the beginning of time that the seed of greatness that was placed within you. Now it must be, hallelujah, in order for it to come forth, we have to do our part. God will always do his. Oh yes, he will. But the Bible says that he's the one that have planted the seed of greatness in us. And so he's the one that will work it out of us as long as we are in obedience to what he asks us to do. Hallelujah. Now that's something to be excited about. Praise the Lord. Beloved, until we as followers of Christ arise and live in the new heaven and the new earth, we need to continue to work on our attitude and become, so that it can become sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. We realize that how do we need a heart of gratitude, so our attitude, we can have an attitude check, hallelujah, to make sure that we're walking in the love of God, the agape love of God, because the love of God covers a multitude of sin. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. So our goal as born-again believers in Christ is to one day reach and live life to its fullness and according to a way to please God. So we can do this if we have people around us that are willing, that love us enough to both challenge us and to encourage us, hallelujah, on a daily basis. Yes, and also if we have people around us that can hold us accountable and to help us become sharper and sharper in our skills, in our, hallelujah, in what God have called us to do. Remember what I said, iron sharpens iron. There's no one person that knows it all. But God has a way in 2023 that if we just be prayerful and we stay in the alignment of his will for our lives, he will allow people, the right people to meet you. He will allow, hallelujah, for you to be in the right place at the right time. That favor of God, favor of man, would be upon your life to where God can open up new doors for you in 2023. New doors, new opportunities, new beginnings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, embrace the greatness that God has placed inside of you. Beloved, we need to be accountable. Accountability, we need to pray about it and ask God to help us to find an accountability partner for us and for others as well in order to encourage them, hallelujah, as we are encouraged. Yes, we are in this thing called life together. Because we need one another. God has not called a man or a woman, a boy or a girl to a lonely island. No, he has called us to be in fellowship with one another. He has called us, hallelujah, to embrace. Bible says that any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. If you notice, when Jesus sent his apostles, his disciples out, he sent them out two by two. Because when one get weak, the other can embrace and encourage. Two is better than one. Yes, believers of Christ, we need to embrace the proper spiritual nourishment in our lives on a daily basis. As believers of Christ, what is true of the natural physical body is even more true when it comes to your spiritual body. Because without the proper type of spiritual nourishment, our inner life begins to suffer. Some rather horrible consequences. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, our spiritual bodies longs to be fed, nourished, and energized on a regular basis. When we fail to take in the proper spiritual nourishment, we begin to fall apart spiritually. So that's why it's very important, brothers and sisters in Christ, to find a place on a daily basis that's designated to have prayer and to read our Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, to have the time to come to God in prayer in our secret closet, preferably, if possible, first thing in the morning when you have your opportunity to get up and start your day. Go to the Lord in prayer. Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, be called to the verse, men ought always to pray and not faint or lose heart. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, to pray without ceasing. So prayer is vital. Prayer is essential for a believer of Christ. Prayer is simply communicating with God, talking to God, and let God talk back to you. Sometimes we get a little bit too impatient, and we want to go to God in prayer and do it like a microwave. No, we have to humble ourselves, go before him boldly to the throne of God in that name, above every other name, that is the name of Jesus. Because of Jesus' righteousness, we are able to go into the holiest of holies. We are able to go in the presence of the Lord. And God will honor Jesus' righteousness. Because in our own righteousness, is like filthy rags in the eyes of God. But Jesus' righteousness was shedding his blood for the remission of our sins. How made it available that we can go into God's presence and tell him about everything that we are dealing with. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we fail to take in the proper spiritual food and drink, we turn off our spiritual hearts, mind, and soul. And we begin to once again to operate in the works of the flesh. You know, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, which is all contrary to the Spirit of God. Because carnal-minded people cannot receive spiritual nourishment. And when we are in the flesh, we become shallow and manipulative When we operate in the flesh, we also become more demanding, and also we have a critical spirit. We become more self-centered, and we react impatiently, and we let our anger get out of control. And we also lean towards things and works of righteousness than towards the grace, mercy, and love that God has for us. So people of God, in order for us to take the rightful spiritual nourishment, we need to abide in Christ. Abide in the vine. Abide in the things of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. First, we've been drafted into the beloved family of God. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. So we must abide in him. And the instruction that he gives us, we must obey and move quickly on what he has commanded us to do. We need to embrace being in the presence of the Lord, which means that we need to set aside, again, a part of our time of during the day and spend some quality time meditating, thinking, resting, and relaxing in the Lord and the works of God. When we do this, we become more at peace with ourselves and with others. See, the word of God says for us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the word of God is quick, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing down, is quick and alive, piercing down to the heart and the contents, the marrow of our heart. And it is a discerner. Yes, it is. God's word is powerful. God's word is quick. God's word cuts. God's word will keep you in check. Where it says for us to examine ourselves on a daily basis to make sure that we are in the faith, to make sure that we are tangled up, wrapped up, tied up in the things of God, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, we as believers of Christ, we will experience a time of calm when we line up our lives with the things of God, with seeking him first and his righteousness. Our lives, we allow the God by the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us. Because the Bible says, them that are led of the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Our thinking become clearer as we tune in into God's thinking. Remember what God says, and my ways is not your ways, and my thoughts is not your thoughts. As high as the heavens is from the earth, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Our lives refocus themselves from being carnal-minded to becoming spiritual-minded. Here in the Word, it says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things that are pure, whatsoever things that are lovely, whatsoever things that are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So embrace the greatness of God in your life. Believer of Christ, we need to embrace the word of God in 2023 like never before. Because Bible reading should be a must for a believer of Christ. See, the Bible is not like any other book. The Bible is a love letter from the Lord given to us to read and to help us as our manual to teach us how to live, what to do is right, and what not to do. Yes, the Bible is a holy book. So, child of God, the more you are able to read God's word, the more strength you will possess in the Lord. You see, again, the Bible is more than a book. The Bible is alive. It is a living love letter from the Lord given to all of us, where it says here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divide of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Also here in the book of Psalms 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So, beloved, we need to read, meditate, and study the word of God on a daily basis. Yes, brothers and sisters, there is no substitute. We need to make time to embrace the word of God, to read God's word, to pray, to commune with him. Yes, God desires to fellowship with his children on a daily basis. People of God, the Lord called every believer to a life of prayer. No matter how long you have been saved or how experienced you are in this discipline, prayer is still the key that opens to us the treasures of God's mercy and blessing. I'm going to say it again. No matter how young you are in the Christ or how old you are in Christ, or how experienced you are in the discipline of your Christian walk with him, prayer is still the key that shut us up under his protection and safeguard. Prayer is still the key that opens to us the treasures of God's mercy and blessing. Yes, in the evening, prayer is the key that shut us up under his divine protection and his safeguard. Yes, child of God, prayer is more than a laundry list of wants and desires. Prayer is more than a wish list or a ritual. Prayer is one of the ways for you to establish a deeper relationship with God. You see, God knows the desire of your heart long before you open up your heart, your mind, or your mouth. But God still loves to hear from his children and to talk with them. Also here, again in the book of Philippians 4, verse 6, be not anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanks, giving your requests, making your requests known unto God. Also here in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, when it comes to prayer. Bible says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks it, receive it. And the one who seek it, find it. And to the one who knock it, it shall be open. My brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight we are so thankful and grateful for the word of God about embracing the greatness of God in your life. God created you for greatness. So my brothers and sisters, embrace it in 2023. We just hope and pray there was something that was said by the unction of the Spirit of God, that you have gotten blessed and you will consider in 2023 to walk according to what the Spirit of the Lord is leading you to do. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching tonight. We greatly appreciate it. If you've enjoyed the message and you gleaned some information you can use in your life, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that number is 347-826-9424. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Thibeau, T-H-I-B-E-A-U-X. Again, that's T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray. Or Lisa Thibeau. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Have a great evening. And the Lord willing, we'll be back with you on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless and have a great weekend. Be safe.